Welcome to Warn Radio. Warn Radio. With your hosts, the Watchman Dana Smith and Tower. Thanks for listening.
Greetings in the name of the Lord and welcome to Warn Radio. This is Tower. I'm here with the Watchman and we are glad you joined us. Please send all your prayer requests and correspondence to us through our contact page at warn-usa.com. You can listen to the Warn Radio episodes on Dana Glenn Smith and warn-usa.com. And Warn Radio is on the following platforms: Amazon Prime Music and Podcast, Spreaker, Blueberry, iHeartRadio, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Google Play Music, Blog Talk Radio, Podcast Addict, CastBox, Google Podcast, Deezer, Spotify, Anchor, and Pocket Cast. And don't miss the featured posts this week of our in-depth biblical articles and radio shows, featured on both warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com, The Eternal Winds of the Inevitable. And featured on danaglennsmith.com, Prophetic Winter of Our Discontent, Power of Faith Over Fear. Featured on warn-usa.com, Enemies of the Cross of Jesus Christ, Obedience of Faith, Book of Romans, Part 31, Faith Believing Unseen. And don't miss these weekly shows of the WIBR Warn Radio on Wednesday, February 28th, Modern Martyrs, End Time World, Killing Christians, Food Insecurity, Attack American Churches, Advocacy Persecuted at Warn Radio. Thursday, February 29th, Jerusalem's Praise, Isaiah's Prophetic Book, Part 207 on Battle Lines. And Friday, March 1st, Sound the Shofar, The Word of the Lord God and Man, Part 8. And be sure to get your copy of The Rising. The Rising is a Christian fiction thriller by the Watchman Dana G. Smith. It's a story of personal survival, the struggle of a nation, and the love of two people set amidst the prophetic landscape of perilous times. Check out The Rising. He who opposes rises. Believers overcome by faith. When he who opposes rises. Believers overcome by faith. And you can get your copy of The Rising on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, Ingram, Walmart, Google Play, Angus & Robertson, and many more. And The Rising ebook can be found on Google Play. And you can also get your copy of The Rising by going to danaglennsmith.com. And while on the site, be sure to sign up for the WIBR Warn Radio newsletter and visit our Christian Books and Resource Shop. And now I welcome in the Watchman.
You're listening to Warn Radio on the WIBR Warn Radio Network. Don't forget to visit our websites at warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. And also follow us on Twitter, find us on Instagram, and join us on LinkedIn. Greetings. Welcome to the eighth day. January, February, March. March comes in like a lion and goes out like a lamb. Isn't that nice? Well, it's also the end of the first quarter. And so far, our nation hasn't crashed financially. But I have been following a number of people that research this stuff. Major people. One group in particular who has warned for some time, and that's how I found out about it. And of course, then there's old Ron Paul, and his warnings are continuing. But I think the Idiocy Award so far this year goes to those who are monitoring the speech of Joe Biden. Actually, I'm talking about the law enforcement. CNN reported this. Gold Star father arrested during State of the Union because he protested. You know, he said something. He interrupted the speech of Biden. So, and this was on the New York Times. CNN Politics had it. The father of a U.S. Marine killed during the 2021 U.S. evacuation from Afghanistan. His son was one of those killed as a result of the idiocy, the absolute stupidity, ignorance, retardedness of the pullout of Afghanistan that led to the Taliban taking over. Absolutely the stupidest exercise, the most idiotic people involved, except for the Marines who did what they were supposed to do. And that's all the ones that were in, you know, they're all in his administration. Biden is totally to blame for this thing. The blood is on his head. Yet Biden can't even function very well, let alone being a president, but there are forces behind there, and one of the major influences has been Barack Obama. Barack Obama is a crook. He's also Antichrist. Now, I'm not calling him the son of perdition or the beast of Revelation 13, but Barack Obama is Antichrist, as is Michelle. They're anti-Christ. Now, Obama has said he was a Christian, but he's a liar and a thief, and he's a lot of other things. So this is just one more award in the Knucklehead Awards that people give out. And I wasn't going to listen to this stupid speech or to Biden. I don't pay any attention to him. And I was warned a year in advance. And then again in 6 months, I was told all about it. And that's just the way it is. And I warned about it. I talked about it. And I ain't going to go into details, but I knew what was going to happen. I knew exactly who was going to get in there as president. I knew it in advance, and I was warned about it way in advance, not from man. Yes, from the Lord. and I knew about the coup d'etat that was going to go on, and it has been going on. But if you think it's a coup d'etat to get Biden out of the office, it's not. The coup d'etat that was always intended is that out of Biden's office and out of his policies, he would try to overthrow the establishment of the United States and its laws and fundamentally change it. And that is exactly what he's done, with the help of Barack Obama and all those on his side. And of course, the liberals are so liberal and so proud, they don't see nothing. Our political establishment is corrupt. Our judicial, you know, those are the judges and everything, they're corrupt. And all they can think to do is get Trump. So something is rotten in this country, and it's not the barbecue. It's coming from the nation's capital of socialists in Washington, D.C. And if Biden hadn't screwed up Afghanistan, the Christians wouldn't have been persecuted like they are under the Taliban. People wouldn't be beheaded. They wouldn't face whippings like they're being faced in Afghanistan. And, you know, if we had to form an army to go to war, like in the Crusades against the Muslims, we couldn't field an army. Because I believe that most of them are sissified, couldn't fight their way out of a wet paper bag. Now, I do know one thing. I saw some ladies, three of them, who were accosted by about, I don't know, looked like 10 illegals. They were going through a tunnel. This was in France, and France is well known for this. So those guys attacked these three French women who happened to be special services in the armed forces there. And they kicked their butt and got away, literally. And I seen them little gals. They didn't look very big, but they were tougher than you know what. This one little gal hit this guy so hard he went back, and then she came after him and hit him some more, and he stayed down. That's the kind of fighting spirit we need. And make no mistake, I'm not downplaying those in this country that are ex-servicemen and women. But most of America has become sissified and putrefied and solidified into nurturing their lusts and all the rest of their proclivities. They're too lazy to get up and do anything about what's truth. So they follow the line of lying and cheating and thieving, stealing elections, and also trying to throw Trump in jail all the time. Well, there is a comeuppance for America. And there's a comeuppance for all these liberals. And there is a reward for Biden for what he did. And I don't mean killing or anything. I mean when he passes on, he's going to have to stand before the Lord. And the blood is going to be on that guy's head for what he's done. So that's a little bit of welcoming news I saw today. And they find him. It was a misdemeanor, and they fined him. I would have spoke up too. You know, and for them to do that, and Biden to ignore it, because most of the time he probably can't even remember it. So I can tell you what most of what people are looking at, whether or not the Democrats are going to cheat. They cheat everywhere they can cheat. And you can just plan on them somewhere cheating. And no, contrary to what some liberal politicians think, you have to be a U.S. citizen to vote. And I don't mean just dabbed with mud down at the border and say he's a citizen. This stuff is corrupt. It's been corrupt. And they ran out of whipped cream putting on top of it to try to sweeten up what it really is. This is nothing but out-and-out lying, cheating. This is civil war. This is hatred. This is everything you can put together. It's too bad. So something is rotten in this country, and right now it's coming from Biden's diapers. And that is a cheap shot. Because this is pretty cheap what these people are doing. And you know, the thing of it is that is absolutely amazing to me, and I've been watching since our border's been overrun, as many people. And I saw a picture of three little gals. Of course, they're not little, but they're a lot younger than I am. I've got grandkids older than them. And I can tell you, I haven't heard one Democrat, I haven't heard Biden, I haven't heard his administration. Now, they may have, but I haven't heard it. You know, feel sorry, apologize, or do something for the deaths down at the border. Not to mention the fact that when they get up here, they rob and steal, they shoot guns, they stab people, and they kill people. And right now, America is more like a socialist country than it is anything else. Because these are the things they did in Venezuela before Venezuela was taken over. And so we have a number of socialist states today. Among them is America, the old Venezuela, China, Russia, North Korea, and there's quite a number of other socialist type entities in this world. And we've got leaders like Klaus Schwab and even our own UN and others who are plotting. The UN, it's been said that they're helping to supply the money and a number of other things to fill America with foreigners. You see, because the world hates what America was. Judeo-Christian faith, strong family, lots of jobs, the economy great. Nobody gave it to us. We worked hard for that. You remember the iron workers and the steel workers and the auto workers and those on the railroads. But no, we're too stupid. We have to listen to a half-baked president and we have to listen to Barack Obama and his minions and their plots and put up with them when he's a shill out of Kenya. And when he first showed up, I knew what he was, and I knew what he was because we did research, and we ran into others who were researching who he was. This guy is a liar and a thief. He's lawless. And he's not the only one. And he doesn't work like the others work. But the bottom line of it is that if you really want to save America, you'd better do some praying. Because I knew judgment was coming to America a long time ago. And we never paid attention. We're done. Now we move on. This is Sound the Shofar on a Friday morning. It is a little more of a loose schedule, easygoing show. And I always begin it after the intros and everything. With some kind of a dialogue, something that is needs to be said. And it's done. I talk for so long and then I stop it. That's it. Today we're talking about the word of the Lord, my name and my glory. Part 9. My name and my glory, which is in today's show, we use here is from Isaiah chapter 42. And verses 6 through 9. And while I was at it, I decided to look at the word Lord, all capitalized, meaning Jehovah. And I knew it was going to be used a lot of times, and it's used 7,970 times. Which I found was a pretty good amount of time. In the Psalms alone, it is used 793 times, and I can understand that. Jeremiah, it's used 730 times, and in Deuteronomy, 553 times. So you can tell why Deuteronomy, we look at as, you know, it is the book of the law. 553 times, the word Lord, Jehovah, the most sovereign. Now, we also looked at the New Testament and the smaller version, L-O-R-D, Lord. The other Lord is capitalized, capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D. That's Jehovah, the Old Testament, Yahweh. And the word Lord occurs the most, well, in Acts 110 times and in Luke 106 times. So we see from just looking at this, the Old Testament deals with the law and judgment, and the New Testament looks at the new era of grace and faith. And together they both confirm the relationship and the scriptures, and they link together into one solemn book as the Bible. So today we're going to look at a couple of other things and go through some stuff. Lord, Jehovah or Jehovah. Now see, the original word, Jehovah,
And of course, there's the transliterated version. And there's Jehovah. Now, see, in the Hebrew language, they didn't have J's. So, in this one, you know, they used J to make it easier to pronounce, I guess, Jehovah. But it's actually Y-E. Jehovah. The self-existent or eternal. It is the Jewish national name of God. And so when you look at it, and you see the Psalms with it occurring 793 times, you know, that is a book of Psalms or songs. It's singing, experience, it's worshiping the Lord, it's encouraging yourself, you know. And, you know, the topic is the Lord. The topic is what Jehovah does. The topic is deliverance, help. And you get to Jeremiah. Jeremiah is a book of judgment and shows you who's doing the judging. Jehovah. So the Pentateuch, the book of the law, the five books, the word Lord occurred 553 times. That was in the Deuteronomy, as I said previously. Now let's look at Isaiah 42, 6 through 9. I, the Lord, have called thee in righteousness, and will hold thy hand, and will keep thee, and give thee for a covenant of that the people, for a light of the Gentiles, to open the blind eyes, to bring out the prisoners from the prison, and them that sit in darkness out of the prison house. I am the Lord, that is my name. My glory will I not give to another, neither my praise to graven images. I am the Lord, Jehovah. That is my name and my glory. My name and my glory. Now Yahshua has came, or come. And everything is in Yahshua's hands. He came not to destroy the law, but to fulfill it. But I'm looking at a phrase here too that I want to remember. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. That's what the faithful servants of the Lord will hear. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. That's what I long to hear. And if you're a Christian and are honest, you should want that too. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. You know, only really in recent memory in America has financial success in the churches, I would say probably the last 50 years. Because Ken Copeland rose up, and I use him because he's the biggest prosperity preacher we have. And nothing against him. I've listened to him, I've heard him, I know his doctrines. But he first started out in there. Just getting going about that time. Now, the one thing that I think that we can learn, you know, Nehemiah, you see, in this little story, it's true. Judah returns from Babylon after 70 years of captivity. And God made sure that Ezra the priest was sent along with him, made sure that he went and told him that he had to teach him, because they had been in captivity so long, they had to relearn everything that they had to do. And so the first thing that Ezra was going to do was read and teach the people the book of the law. And he read the book of the law. And alongside was Nehemiah, the governor, and the Levites. And this was a very joyous occasion because they had freedom and they were coming out of bondage. On the second day of the reading, they read about tabernacles or dwelling in booths, which was the fall feast on which they read from the book and found out about this feast. So Judah kept booths, and the context of the verse is that the people had returned from bondage for their sins and were weeping upon hearing God's word again after so many years, and hearing the word which revealed their sins of omission and commission. So here they are. They had the priests, the Levites, they had Nehemiah the governor, they were in Jerusalem, they were restored. And of course they had to build the temple again. And they started weeping because they hadn't heard the word of the Lord, let alone from an official priest. But they were told not to weep or to be sorry, for that God had restored them. So the portion we're looking at, Nehemiah 8, 8 through 15, and then we're going to move on. Not spend a lot of time, but there's a couple things we want to look at. So they read in the book of the law of God distinctly and gave the sense and caused them to understand the reading. And Nehemiah, which is the Tirshatha, and he was the governor at the time, and Ezra the priest, the scribe, and the Levites that taught the people, said unto all the people, this day is holy unto the Lord your God. Mourn not, nor weep. For all the people wept when they heard the words of the law. Then he said unto them, go your way, eat the fat, drink the sweet, and send portions unto them for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy unto our Lord, neither be sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. Now you see, one of the things in the Christian churches that Christians love is the joy of the Lord is our strength. It's a famous song. And the writer of that, the joy of the Lord, you know, it's found in Nehemiah. The joy of the Lord is your strength. So the Levites stilled all the people, saying, hold your peace. For the day is holy, neither be ye grieved. And the people went their way to eat and drink and to send portions and to make great mirth, because they had understood the words that were declared unto them. On the second day were gathered together the chief of the fathers of all the people, the priests, the Levites, unto Ezra the scribe, even to understand the words of the law. And they found written in the law which the Lord had commanded by Moses, that the children of Israel should dwell in booths in the feast of the seventh month, and that they should publish and proclaim in all their cities and in Jerusalem, saying, go forth unto the mount, fetch olive branches and pine branches and myrtle branches and palm branches and branches of thick trees to make booths, as it is written. So after one of the worst things they'd ever faced in 70 years, God had to get him a scribe, get him a priest, and they had to hear the word of God. And they were free. But it was 70 years. Now, I want you to think about this. You see, under Solomon, now David, his kingdom was great, but his was a warrior kingdom. David is known as a warrior king. Yahshua, who came, became our Savior, is actually the greater son of David. That's another type name for him, the greater son of David, because he'll fulfill the promises given to David. And he's also going to rule and reign as part of the fulfillment upon that during the thousand-year millennial reign of Christ. And so when Solomon got in, David couldn't do what God wanted Solomon to do because David was a man of war. He had shed too much blood. And so he chose Solomon. And Solomon had a great kingdom, as you well know. But Solomon sinned because of his wives who, and it was common among kings to make alliances with other countries. And one of the ways they made an alliance was to marry the daughter of the king of the other country. Thus, an alliance would be formed, and they would not attack each other, but they would help each other. But in the process, all these women, they were also some of them pagans, and so they wanted Solomon to erect an idol, which he did. And they worshipped him. Well, idol worship was actually one of those things that caused a lot of trouble for the children of Israel. And so as a result of that, Solomon had sinned against the Lord. Now, as a result of that, Israel, which was united and at the peak of its greatness under Solomon, was divided into two houses, the northern tribes in Judah and Benjamin and the Levites. And both of those tribes, the first one to go into, actually, they not only went into captivity, but they were scattered abroad. That was the northern tribes. That's why there's this little phrase, the lost tribes of Israel. Where are those tribes? They're lost. But, you know, they're getting found now. And there is a scripture about their return and that Israel would be united with all the tribes. And that's a viable promise. And so, the later one to go into captivity was Judah. And here in Nehemiah, this is when they're restored. After 70 years. Now my point is this, America, and pay attention. If God Almighty judged the children of Israel who are out of the loins of Abraham and Isaac, Make no mistake, he will judge America and bring it down to a desert if he has such a mind. Because we have accepted things that are absolutely downright dirty and filthy and corrupt. And you have got generations of children out there, even though they're young adults, I call them children, who are blinded. They're filled with unclean spirits. That's why many of these people, once they follow this, because this is a devil, they need to be cast out. They need to be cleansed. This country needs a real revival, and we need to turn from our sins. But your leaders, just like they did in the time of Israel, who led their own people astray, and even their prophets, who were false. You can read Jeremiah and find out how false. They led the people astray, and so today in America, you have been led astray by your leaders. Your Congress, and in California, and in New York, and in Washington, D.C. And I'm telling you, one day, this place will be thrown down, brick by brick. But it won't be an army as much as it will be the hand of God that'll bring it down. And there is one escape, and that is for this country to be absolutely and totally turned over to full revival and repentance. And we need to get an army of preachers and teachers and evangelists out here. And we need weeping and wailing and fasting and prayer. And we need to cast the devil out of these kids and get them cleaned up. Let them find out what the truth is. We need to lay hands on the sick and they're healed. We need to cast out the wicked from among us. We need to heal our borders and stop it. Otherwise, America, you'll be nothing but a heap of rubble. So welcome. This is what we got to do. Thank God for Nehemiah. Thank God for the Jews and for Israel, because they led the way. They showed us how God dealt with nations. But see here? You see how they're repentant? You see how they're acting and weeping? God sent them into captivity for 70 years, but he brought them out. The other ones he didn't, because they were so far gone. But yet, even those generations are going to be brought back. Israel is still suffering from the judgment. Now, you see, here's another thing we want to look at. And so we've been looking at phrases here. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. That's what we want to do. They read in the book of the law in Nehemiah. In Jeremiah 7, there's a bunch of verses we're going to read. And the thing we're looking at, the temple of the Lord, are these. The children of Israel said this, the temple of the Lord. There was a temple of the Lord, all right, but the Lord was not there. The children of Israel defiled the temple, as did the prophets and the priests. So Jeremiah was charged with warning them. The word of the Lord that came to Jeremiah from the Lord says, stand in the gate of the Lord's house and proclaim this word. And say, hear ye the word of the Lord, all ye of Judah. that enter in at these gates to worship the Lord. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, amend your ways and your doings, and I'll cause you to dwell in this place. Trust you not in lying words, saying, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord are these. For if you thoroughly amend your ways and your doings, if you thoroughly execute judgment between a man and his neighbor, if you oppress not the stranger, the fatherless, the widow, and shed not innocent blood in this place, neither walk after other gods to your hurt, then I will cause you to dwell in this place, in the land that I gave to your fathers forever and ever. Behold, you trust in lying words that cannot profit. Then Jeremiah says, will you steal, murder, and commit adultery, and swear falsely, and burn incense unto Baal, and walk after other gods whom you know not, and come and stand before me in this house, which is called by my name, and say, we are delivered to do all these abominations. In this house which is called by my name, become a den of robbers in your eyes. Behold, even I have seen it. But go now unto my place which was in Shiloh, where I set my name at first, and see what I did to it for the wickedness of my people. And now, because you have done all these works, saith the Lord, and I spake unto you, rising up early and speaking to you, he did that through the prophets, but you heard not, and I called to you, but you answered not. Therefore I will do unto this house, which is called by my name, wherein you trust, and unto the place which I gave to you and your fathers, as I have done to Shiloh, and I'll cast you out of my sight, as I have cast out all your brethren, even the whole seed of Ephraim. Therefore, pray not for this people, neither lift up cry nor prayer for them, neither make intercession to me, for I will not hear thee. And so he meant business. Now see, the problem you have in America is you think, well, you know, that's Old Testament. But I'm telling you, you can read the words of the apostles, and they have ample warning for people who go astray from the Lord. But this is not going to go on forever. It's going to end one way or the other. Either America is going to repent or it's going to be destroyed. And of course, that destruction is going to come at a certain time. Don't think that the destruction is going to come right away. For God will send trouble your way. Trouble like you've never seen. And he will cause uneasiness to come upon you. And the wickedness will dwell in the streets. And the corruption will be in your governments. And there will be a mockery of nations because of you. Make a way today in your heart to seek the Lord. Because today, you don't have to be. Don't have to be sent away into captivity. We are under grace. But that doesn't mean that you can't have a tremendous judgment. And as a watchman, I have seen the judgment. and I have understood the trouble. But I'm no Jeremiah. I'm no Moses, and I'm no Christ. I'm just a simple man who God has called. I don't want fame. I don't want fortune. I don't want to be known. I'm just a voice. But I pray every day for the mercy of God on this nation. I pray for the people to hear. And I rejoice in the revivals that we have now. But we must not relax. We must keep pushing it. So, my friends, get into your word. And I have a lot more on these kind of things. But this series, you know, we're going to be done with it, you know. Just like Isaiah will be ending. And I'm summing up now because we're coming to a close. I pray that God will touch you and your family. I pray protection over you in Jesus' name. I pray deliverance over you in Jesus' name. I pray that you will get understanding from the Lord and His Word. To be prepared. But know this. The Lord is the governor of the nations. But you see, nations can rise and fall today in this world. And be totally changed around and the world will just keep on going. And the only ones that get hurt are the ones there. You know who's coming up to America? A lot of people who live in some of those nations that has fell. And they are happy to come up here because they think America is the land of opportunity. It's not. Not anymore. The socialist arm of America has almost virtually taken it over. And we have a corruption within our system and our voting and our laws. So you need to pray and seek the Lord so that it might be the Lord will hear and answer and deliver us and give us victory. And so I hope you have a good weekend. And stay safe, especially you who are in the cities. Stay safe. Be careful, because there's a lot of dark-hearted people. These are people that have given themselves over to the devil. See, and you don't even have to ask to be given over to him. If you start giving yourself into murder, hatred, lying, raping, thieving, stealing, because you automatically become Satan's servant. The devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy, but the Lord comes to give you life, and that life more abundantly. Father, thank you for this word, and I ask your blessing on this word and on those who hear it whenever they do, that you would bless them and keep them, give them understanding in what was spoken today, and keep them safe in Jesus' name. And in Jesus' name, I bind you, Satan, in the powers of darkness from the preaching, teaching, streaming of this word. In Jesus' name. Now, this is the close part. And I want to ask you to go by our websites at warren-usa.danaglennsmith.com. Dana Glenn Smith has one of our players on it that has our recent shows. And it has in-depth biblical articles. Really in-depth. Warren-usa.com is our site that we've been using for a lot of years. It has a lot of audio, a lot of teachings, and a lot of articles. Check them both out. And I'm going to ask you to check out my books. The Rising is the latest, and Steal the Darkness was the first one. You can find more information in our bookstore over on Dana Glenn Smith. We also have ads that will take you to where you can find out more. But The Rising, I wrote before all of this really started happening to America, before COVID. And there's a lot of things in it that is prophetic. But in another end of it, I wrote a happy ending on purpose. Because even though we go through tribulation and trouble and trials, even though we have heartaches and troubles, and even though our loved ones die, Jesus, Yahshua said, "Be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. And you have overcome too through Christ Jesus." But in the world, as believers, we will have tribulation. So look to the Lord. And I'm planning on making a number of changes coming up in the future. And I've got a lot of stuff that's in my archives we're working on right now. And we want to change the websites, but it just depends on what happens. If everything craters, then it won't get done. But we will labor online to be a voice for the Lord, and this voice goes around the world. So check out the book, The Rising, and Steal the Darkness, and get the book, read it, and send me a comment. Father, we thank you for those who listen, for each every one of them. We thank you for the families. We thank you for the past history of America and what you've done to bless this country. We thank you for forgiving us of our sins that we've done. But Father, we look for healing and help and hope. So those that hear this, if they do not know about Yahshua, Jesus, and have not been saved, cause them to hear your word and be saved. And as always, they can come to our websites and contact us through our contact page. And they can ask us questions there, and we'll give them the truth. Until next time, in Jesus' name, Father, thank you. And thank you for listening, everyone. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Warn Radio.